Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Daryl Ryder joining us on Overtime here on 92.3 The Fan. His reports are presented by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland premier jewelry store. Daryl, do we got you?
I am here.
Hello, Daryl.
Look at that. As if the people don't get enough of Nick Pedone and Daryl Ryder on Sundays, we get a breaking news edition with Daryl Ryder. As a couple hours ago, Mary Kay Cabot, one of your great Hall of Fame colleagues there covering the Cleveland Browns, has reported that the Cleveland Browns are expected to start Shedeur Sanders in their preseason debut Friday. What did you make of that report when it came out? And Shedeur Sanders, all systems go here, Daryl.
I can't wait to watch this disaster unfold.
Uh-oh.
This is the last thing the Browns wanted to do, but this is what happens to the Browns every single time. And that is, every time they have a plan in place to do something, when it comes to quarterback and development, circumstances dictate that it gets blown to smithereens. And here we are again, right? I mean, they enter camp with four quarterbacks. Three of them are hurt, including Shedeur, who's not 100%. He's got his sore shoulder. And now he has to... There was no intention to start Shedeur Sanders in any preseason game. And here you are in your very first preseason game. Your hand is forced because you just got Tyler Huntley in the building yesterday. And do you really want to start him Friday night? Part of me says, yeah, why not? At this point, you get all the work you can in during the joint practice and then the heck with the preseason game. But, yeah, I mean, this is not what the Browns planned. This is not what the Browns wanted. And yet here we are, their hand once again forced to do something that they never intended to do.
So, Daryl, is Shedeur set up for any sort of success on Friday?
Not really. I mean, aside from whether or not he knows the offense being on him and his own responsibility, no. I mean, he's gotten very few reps, none with the first team offense. No, he's not in a position to be successful, really, because he hasn't gotten the practice that you need. But maybe he'll get that practice tomorrow down in Carolina, if anything, out of necessity.
So I was taught at the great Syracuse Journalism School to not ask yes or no questions. So what do you expect to see from Shedeur on Friday?
I have no idea. Okay. I'm not ducking the question. I have no idea. I don't know what to expect from him on Friday. I don't know that it's fair to expect a lot from him. My curiosity is piqued at least. At least it gives people reason to tune in, right? I mean, this is what fans want to see. I don't know that this is gonna, be a good thing for him. It just almost feels like he's being, thrown into the fire here.
Daryl, is there something to be said just about his journey, right? To start at an HBCU and then go to Colorado that was just a laughing stock. And then to come here to Cleveland to our Browns, which have been just a quarterback graveyard since 99, and you've covered all of those guys along the way. Yeah. Is there something to be said that maybe this is the way that it just has to go, and that whoever the franchise quarterback is going to be, it was always just going to be some sort of dysfunctional baptism by fire?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was on with our sister station in D.C. today, and all they wanted to talk about was the quarterback situation. I said, look, here's the reality. The Browns have been trying to plan for a quarterback for 26 years, and they're 0 for 40. I'm now of the opinion that the only way they're going to find a franchise quarterback is just by dumb luck falling into it and getting lucky. So, I mean, to your question, yeah, sure, right? I mean, but I have no expectations that's going to happen. I think that that's obviously a lot to ask a Shador fifth round pick this year for him just to, you know, go out there Friday night and light the world afire and, you know, maybe take a blowtorch to that Panthers defense. But if there's ever a team you might be able to take the blowtorch to in a preseason, it might be the Carolina Panthers. So, everyone's going to be tuning in. If he plays extremely well, we all know what the phones are going to be for us on Sunday morning, right? The wrists will be up. The jerseys will be on. Not me, but, you know, a couple of my other people I work with on Sunday.
Daryl, I know the rest of the quarterback room is injured or 40 years old, but what can they do?
Facts are facts.
In the joint practice to sort of either help themselves in the quarterback battle or just help themselves get ready for the season?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously with Kenny Pickett and with Dylan Gabriel. You got to watch them hamstring injuries. Pickett took 3 days off. He's been limited since returning to practice. Since then, I anticipate he'll be limited tomorrow down in Carolina. Same thing goes with Pickett as well. Like, I just, you know, and Gabriel too. I mean, Gabriel's not had a great camp to begin with, even when he's healthy. What's most important about the joint practices are the situational things that they're going to be doing tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Tomorrow, there'll be a lot of situational work between the two teams because... And this is why I'm team get rid of the preseason and just, you know, line up three of these joint practices, you know, maybe do a practice or two at the facilities and then have a big stadium night practice as well. And the reason I'm in favor of that is because it really gives teams an opportunity to work on things. And you know, maybe some of the coaches wouldn't want to sign up for that because, you know, if you're working on red zone or you're working on down and distance, like you don't want to be putting things on tape, even though you're working on them. But I just think that from a productivity standpoint, like there's no guarantee you're getting red zone work Friday night. There's no guarantee you're getting backed up from your own goal inside your own 5-yard line, having to work off your own goal line work. There's no guarantee that's going to happen, right? Kickoff returns and things like that. No guarantee you're going to get a lot of those reps either. So, that's why I'm such a fan of the joint practices and not such a fan of the preseason, because often the preseason is discounted and understandably so. And it's basically, for the back end of the roster to perform.
Daryl, where do we go from here, right? Because I have to imagine that Shador Sanders starting, if he plays well, even if he looks passable, well, you can't take him and then...
I like how you drop in, he looks passable.
Well, because then you can't send him back to throwing passes at practice to equipment managers, right? Like, they have to start treating him like a real NFL quarterback at some point, yeah, if he plays well, right? Like, things get real interesting here.
Yeah, but let's not put the cart before the horse. There are some things in his game that he tangibly needs to work on if he's going to be successful. How it was put to me amid all my Dylan Gabriel criticism recently is that Dylan is ahead. in areas in which Shador is behind. And, you know, and look, we've seen it from Shador. We've seen both the positive and the negative from him in practice. He'll make a couple of brilliant throws, but then he'll do things where you're like, yep, that's a rookie quarterback. Or, you know, that's a guy that doesn't have an understanding of how things work in the National Football League. So I'm not going to lie when I hear continuously how much they just love Dylan Gabriel and love where he's at, because I know what I see on the practice field. And if you love where he's at, then you know that you're setting yourself up for a long, painful season if you're going to put him on the field.
Outside of the quarterback battle, what else would you like to see positively or negatively come out of the preseason game in this week's joint practices?
Oh, I want to see Carson Schlesinger, just because everyone has just been raving about how phenomenal he has been. I'm going to be more so focused on the rookies. I'm not really worried about the veterans. Okay. But the rookies, right? Shador starting. I don't know. Maybe we see Dylan Gabriel. Maybe we don't, right? We'll find out. But, you know, Mason Graham, Carson Schlesinger, Harold Fannin, who I am a big fan of and really, really excited about. Dylan Sampson, what is he able to do running the football? So my eyes and my attention are going to be on the rookies, because I think we got a good idea what the veterans are going to do this year.
Daryl, if you had to guess, how much of Shador Sanders do Browns fans actually get to see on Friday? Just because he's starting doesn't mean that this is going to be the Shador Sanders show, right?
Well, I think he's probably going to see a half, because, and again, I am going on the assumption, and this is my assumption, that Joe Flacco's not playing, that Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel are not going to be available. So I think Kevin Stefanski splits it right down the middle. You have Shador play the first half, and you have Tyler Huntley play the second half.
Why the hell was it Tyler Huntley? Why did they sign Tyler Huntley on Tuesday?
Because he's been here before. That's why. Okay. He'll actually know something walking in the door. That's why. It's 100% why.
Jeff Driscoll knows stuff.
Yeah, I know, but like he, you know, Tyler's been here in recent years, and so, and look, they need someone to help them get through a preseason game or two. Like, I would be shocked, barring one of these injuries turning into a long-term situation, Tyler Huntley is not here long-term for the duration of the season. He is here to help them get through probably the next 2 weeks.
Well, keep it locked right here on 92.3 The Fan. Daryl Ryder will be back with me Sunday. Boy, do we have a lot to react to, and the game hasn't even been played yet. We don't know if Shador has played well. We don't know if he has played poorly, but we will react to whatever happens down in Carolina. Daryl, appreciate you popping on overtime with us.
You bet, guys. Enjoy the game Friday night.
For sure. You as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.